Muhammad Ali, the greatest heavyweight in boxing history. He knew it.
I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. I told you today I'm still the greatest of all time.
We all knew it.
I met him and it was just wicked for me to shake his hand. It meant so much to me. He's, I think, the best boxer ever. I don't think there'll be anyone as good as him.
Inspiration to every in all sports and inspiration to me personally.
Amir Khan and Joe Calzaghe, just two boxers who owe their careers to the man they call the greatest. Born Cassius Clay in Kentucky in 1942, he became world champion at 22 when he famously beat Sonny Liston as the overwhelming underdog. Shortly after, he converted to Islam, which 3 years later meant he was stripped of his titles after refusing to fight in the Vietnam War on religious grounds. He finally returned to the ring in 71 when his conviction was overturned and within 3 years was victorious again in one of the biggest ever fights, the so-called Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire in 1974 against George Foreman.
Ali has done it! The great man has done it!
Ali remained the only three-time world heavyweight champion. He won the title in 1964, 74 and 1978. But after retiring a year later, Ali faced his greatest challenge with Parkinson's after being diagnosed in the mid-80s. It was something he battled with for more than 30 years. He'll forever be immortalised on film too, including the 2001 Ali starring Will Smith.
Everything that he did was big and bright and colourful. All of the things that you try to teach young actors to be. So I'm like, there's no way. So, you know, for years I turned it down and I saw Ali and he told me that I was almost pretty enough to play him.
Ali was married four times, having seven daughters and two sons. He's also had the love of people from all over the world. Muhammad Ali floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Quite simply, the greatest.